Just 19 people survived Wednesday's crash of the Spanair twin-engine plane bound for the Canary Islands from Madrid. It was Spain's worst air disaster in 25 years. As the investigation to determine the cause of the disaster continued, the head of Spain's civil aviation, Manuel Batista, said there was more than one breakdown. He said engine failure alone would not have been enough to bring the plane down. He added that modern aircraft are designed to fly on just one engine in an emergency. It may take months to establish what caused the plane crash, but useful details are expected to come from the two recovered black box recorders. The Spanish government says it has much information to work with, including video footage of the plane's takeoff from airport cameras.
La comisión de investigación, sí que le puedo decir que está trabajando intensamente.
Spain's Deputy Prime Minister, María Teresa Fernández de la Vega, said the investigation commission is working very intensively and hand-in-hand with foreign experts. She added that the results would be given to a judge, but details would be made public as soon as possible. Meanwhile, grieving relatives of those killed in the crash continued with the ordeal of identifying bodies. Many bodies were burned beyond recognition, and forensic teams are taking DNA samples from relatives. Spain is observing 3 days of mourning and an official funeral presided over by Madrid Archbishop Antonio María Rouco has been scheduled for September 1st. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.